Good morning. Happy Sabbath. It's so good to see your faces today. So today, we're going to talk about the armor of God. The armor of God. And if you can remember, the last time my son Andrew and Skyla, do you see that above? Talked about the armor of God. Do you all remember that? Well, Skyla, she went over the armor of God with you all, and she talked about each piece. But today we're going to break down a particular piece of armor called the sword. The sword. So, in Ephesians chapter 16 says, "Be strong in the Lord and in his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle with flesh and blood like ourselves, but we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness, even in heavenly places. Therefore, put on your whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the day of evil." You see that whole armor up there? Do y'all remember that day? Talk about stand. When we stand for the word of God, we stand for the truth. Do not bow down. Do you see them up there bowing down? Do you see them at that statue? Do not bow down to anything that goes against the word of God. Do y'all remember that? Yes, you will be able to speak the truth. Even children will be able to speak boldly using the sword. What did I say? Using the what? The sword, which is again the very word of God. It says, for us to be able to stand, take the sword, the spirit, which is the word of God. That means that this is the Bible. Do you see that? The Bible, the very sword of God. Always in prayer and in supplication. And for me, that all of us may be able to open our mouths boldly and make known the mystery of the gospel, that I speak boldly as I ought to, and so will you be able to do so using the sword, which is the word of God. Yes, children, all of you all will be able to speak boldly using this word. You will speak the truth of all ages. For an example, speaking the truth. You know what, Andrew, I don't care. I'm going to church on Sunday sacredness because that is the day of the Lord.
No way, because Exodus 28 says, remember the Sabbath day. Exodus 28 says, remember the Sabbath day. To keep it holy, 6 days you shall labor and do all of your work. But the seventh day, the Sabbath is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. So Saturday is the Sabbath day, not the first day, Sunday. Now I cut you with my sword of truth.
Oh man, was that the truth or not? And that's how y'all will be able to use your sword of truth. But you know what? That's okay, because you know what, Skyla, isn't it okay? Because the Lord, when he comes down for me to bring me to heaven, he's going to come down and grab me with his big loving arms and take me to heaven. Isn't that right, Skyla?
No, it's not. He will not touch this earth because 1 Thessalonians chapter 4:15 says, we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. And first Thessalonians chapter 4, 17 says, then those who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet them with the Lord in the air, and then we shall be with the Lord. I cut you with my sword.
Oh, my goodness. Is that not the sword of truth? They just cut me up. So even you will be able to speak to all adults in truth. That's right. Like your parents, your mom, your dad, your uncles, your aunts, even the pastor and priest. You will go against governors and kings and queens and princesses, common people, rich people, the poor, upper class, lower class, all people of all race. You will be able to go and use your sword of truth at all times. That's right. And no one will be able to stop you. And you will come with a sword of truth like lightning in dark places and lies told. So, you know what? There was also a young boy in the Bible, young, just like all of you. And he came with the truth. His name was Jeremiah. And God came to Jeremiah saying, I formed you in your mother's womb. I knew you before you were born. I sanctified you to be a prophet to the nations. But Jeremiah speaks back to the Lord saying, oh, Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth, just a young child. But the Lord says to him, do not say that you are a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And he said, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms. Can you imagine Jeremiah being young, just like you are? God came to him and told him that he will speak his words and put him over kingdoms and nations? Yes. And the spirit of prophecy and the great controversy, people were thrown even into prison. They were thrown into prison for speaking the true message that Christ is coming. But Jesus, he was well pleased with his Christians that were being silenced. So guess what? He did a miraculous thing, and he sent children just like you all. He used little children as they were underage and spread the gospel to everyone. Do you see that picture up there with that little girl sitting on the table? These children were even of the age of 6 and 8 years of age, preaching the gospel to all adults as they listened to them intensively. Their behavior changed, and with great power from God, they gave warning to all of God's judgments. So in closing, always be above the sword, which is the very word of God. It is like lightning that brings forth truth in the darkness. Read your Bibles daily. It is the living word that cuts through any lie, just like Skyla and Andrew did for me. And God will always be with you, no matter how young you are and no matter who you are speaking to. Do y'all understand that? Today, I am going to give each one of you a sword to remember. Always speak the truth and always speak God's words, for he will put them in your mouths, just like he did Jeremiah, if you daily read your Bibles. Would anyone like to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning that you let us all be here at this church. And please bless everybody and help us to learn something from you today. And thank you for letting us understand how much you love us and how we need to talk about you. That way we can all go to heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.